So today is May 27th, the 18th of Sivan. So I learned that in geological time, you know, in over periods of millions of years, there's these vast stretches of time that are relatively stable. There's change, but change is gradual. And then it's punctuated by times of tremendous change. You know, an asteroid hits, or two continents collide, and the Himalayas are born, which creates this complete change in climate because of the mountains' effect on precipitation and so on. And during these times, there's big shifts in evolution. And the life on the planet has to adjust and change and evolve and so on. Sometimes there'll be these long stretches of time where something is brewing, you know, something, an idea or an awareness that something needs to be done. And then at some point, it manifests and we do it. Lisa often asks me when I do something that's been on the to-do list for like years, and then all of a sudden one day, it always surprises her. She always says, "Why did you do that today? Why today?"
Right.
You didn't do this for 5 years. Now why today? And I never have an answer to that question. It just happened today. So, one of the hallmarks of the ego is its discomfort with being in tune with what needs to happen and what needs to not happen. In other words, it's a hallmark of the ego to not be in tune with when things need to happen and when things don't need to happen or need to not happen. In other words, we may be in a period of time, one of those stretches of relative stability where our lives are reenacting patterns. You know, we're living according to certain patterns and we get antsy, we get uncomfortable. We want to change it or move it or something. But there's not a divine spirit within us moving us to change it yet, moving us to something else. We're just uncomfortable being present with the way things are, when things are unfolding. And then, on the other hand, there are times when, boom, it's time for that structure to be smashed. Or gently removed from. You know, whatever it is, whether it's a gentle dissolving or a saying no and a stepping out or a smashing, you know, whatever it is, then we cling to the way it was. Or we regret, you know, maybe if I had done something different, then this wouldn't be over. This wouldn't have to be smashed. I messed it up. You know, I made bad choices. But this is just part of the story. This is the stories that the ego mind spins out from the basic motivation of clinging to that which is dying, that which has to change, or reaching for change when there is no change yet on the horizon. You know, maybe it's on the horizon, but the horizon's pretty far. We're not there yet. So, this is a quality, a manifestation of what we sometimes call the illusion of separation. The sense that the mind has of being separate from reality, of feeling, sometimes it's called a kind of arrogance. You know, that's why ego is associated with arrogance. doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily literally arrogance, but it's a because it can be a very unconscious kind of arrogance, in the sense that there's no awareness that there is actually a larger reality that's unfolding. There's just me and my sense of how I'm dealing with the chaos. Because it perceives it as chaos because it's closed off from it, because there's a barrier. And through that barrier, we can't feel, we don't permit ourselves to feel the flow of life, the flow that is the order of the unfolding. Why did the dinosaurs get to live for, I don't know, what was it, 3 million years or something? And then all of a sudden, that's it. It's over. You know? Is that fair? We like to stand back. We like to judge, make a judgment. We want to judge reality. Shouldn't be this way. It's not fair. But reality is unfolding as it is. And we have this gift of intelligence that can reflect and perceive and create narratives. But the downside of that is that we create this separation between ourselves and reality, which is not real, but it's a sense, it's a feeling and an illusion of separation that allows us to delay our inevitable dissolution into the actual real flow of life, into the actual will of God. So to be aware of that tendency, right, is the awareness of that tendency. In the awareness of that tendency is the possibility for waking up to our own game. Waking up to our own game so that we can not buy into it anymore. It's not a question of forcing ourselves not to do that anymore. You know, don't judge yourself. You're so bad for judging yourself or something, right? We know that doesn't work. But just in seeing it, you don't have to buy into it anymore. It can be very gentle. Okay, that's what the mind does. It's doing its thing. But if I'm not believing in it, and then I'm not troubled by it, and I can begin to feel that vast inner silent space from which moves the actual flow, from which